Ron, this is something here. Are you reading the Matt Canada situation the way I'm reading it? I mean, I realize he's not going to rip a guy, but he doesn't have to say I'm optimistic about Matt and what he's capable of doing. We have to get people's reaction to this. Matt Canada was an absolute lightning rod. This offense was a disaster, a historic disaster. And he's coming back, which tells me that Tomlin believes what some people also believe out there, that Canada was hamstrung by the line, by a quarterback who can't move, by whatever parameters you want to throw out there, whatever blocks you want to throw out there. People think that he was blocked from doing what Tomlin really believes he's capable of. Your thoughts?
My read is exactly the same as yours. He didn't have to use the word optimistic. Like you said, that's a futuristic word. He could have just said, hey, guys, it's early in the process. We're evaluating all the coaches. I'm taking a look at everyone, including me. He could have said that. That leads me to believe, even when he was asked about Butler, you know, he's mentioned that he might retire. He didn't even have to say that. He could have just said, hey, we're early in the process. So I thought he was fairly candid about both. And, yeah, convince me that Butler's going to retire and convince me that Canada's going to be back. That's my belief.
This is a disaster, Ron. That's about what I have to say about this. I think Tomlin's going to have more power than ever. You bring in a new GM. I mean, he's the incumbent, really, half GM, Tomlin is.
Right.
So you figure the guy who's already here, who already has tons of power in a coach-centric organization, will only have that power solidified. He's going to bring back Canada. He's going to keep himself as defensive coordinator and probably promote Terrell Austin to be the figurehead coordinator like Butler was. I don't know, man. I'm not seeing Art Rooney being really dissatisfied here and stepping in and forcing change.
You know, I was going to say Art still hasn't spoken yet, but I think Tomlin learned from the old Bruce Arians method. He has to have had talks with Art already.
You would think.
You know, he would not be saying he's optimistic about Canada and then they come out and fire him next week. I don't see that happening. And that's what happened with Arians. He said his meeting with Arians, and he said it publicly, he told Arians, you did a great job this year. Then he had to go back and fire him because he was told by his bosses. I don't think Tomlin made that mistake. I think he talked to Art already and said, hey, I want to bring back Canada, and either convinced him or maybe Art said, you know what, I'm with you on this. Let's give the guy a chance with a more mobile quarterback. He did, again, stressed how critical it is to have a mobile quarterback. Now, Mason certainly is more mobile than Ben, but I wouldn't describe him as Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes or somebody like that. Of course, I wouldn't describe Mitch Trubisky like that either. So, I'm assuming that he has a clearance to bring back Canada and that Art isn't going to interfere with that.
What do you think of that?
I'm a little surprised because we've talked all along, what percentage do you think he will be back? And I said like 20-25%, I think. And, I mean, usually there's changes made when the offense is this historically bad, but maybe they're putting this all on Ben and the line. You know, that the line will be better and we'll have a better suited quarterback, not necessarily a better quarterback, but a better suited quarterback for his offense. Does that make sense?
It does, but I don't agree with it one single bit. I don't care what the issues are.
And there were
you
issues.
Have to be
there
able
were.
You have to be able to scheme your way to a touchdown in the first half every once in a while.
Not out of six out of the last seven games.
All I heard last offseason, I'm getting sick and tired of the excuses being brought up by people for Tomlin, for this offense. Last year was the critical time for the offense. I mean, this year is again, but last year it really was. You're going to lose your whole offensive line. You didn't know if your quarterback was coming back for sure. You're going to have to iron that out. You had no running back. You had all kinds of issues here. You had to get it right. So Tomlin hired Canada and Adrian Clem as his two guys. They didn't fix the offensive line. What leads anybody to believe that this year they're going to get it right? Last year was the time to get it right. So what now? Why are you bringing back a guy whose offense, nothing changed? I heard it was going to be a mean, nasty offensive line with this rising star of a line coach and Matt Canada's new creativity and all the pre-snap motion. And it was worse. It was 6 points per game worse.
No.
And you're bringing this guy back?
It was, yeah. I mean, it's hard to explain. Now, the offensive line, you said, how, can you get it right? You know, will the young guys be better from year one to year two? You know, we heard
they don't even know who's coaching them.
Dan Moore, I mean, does he have a chance to be a pretty good tackle?
Hokie
tells us yes. Ben tells, I'm not sold on Kendrick Green. Now maybe they can move to guard, and he'll be better. What happened to Dotson? Where did he got hurt and then he fell off the face of the earth?
Well, Kendrick Green, so he's not going to get pushed around at guard. It's only one spot over.
Yeah, you know, but you know, you like to have him, give him a chance to, you know, beef up a little bit in the offseason. Now he knows what he has to do. I'm not saying he is going to be better. I think everything I hear about Dan Morris, he has a chance to be a pretty good offensive line.
Let's hope. Let's hope they get somebody in here
Chooks
to coach him.
Chooks is a free agent. What are you going to do at that position?
I don't know.
You know, that's what I mean. They better.
What about Trey Turner? He's gone, probably.
He's a free agent, too. They do have some cap space, so they can go out. I mean, they can. You know, if they choose to let those guys go, they can go out and hopefully find somebody better and pay for it.
Did you see enough from Matt Canada, even under these circumstances, to make you want to bring him back? I did not.
No. And I try to give guys the benefit of the doubt. I think it's awfully hard to fire a guy after 1 year. It's just hard for me to do that. I like to give him a little more of a chance, but to answer your question, no. I did not.
Is this a case of Tomlin being stubborn and not wanting to look wrong, especially after he was clearly wrong about Adrian Clem?
I don't buy that. No, I don't think. I think he believes in him, and I think he thinks he can do a good. I think Tomlin's ego, and he talked about how easy he is to work with. I think he wants to win, and I think he thinks that Canada can help him. I don't think he's doing it well. We can't win with this guy, but I don't want to look bad. He's going to look bad if they have an offense like this again next year.
I think it's human nature if you made a hire or you made a big decision to want to double down on it rather than relinquish it and admit you're wrong. I think it's human nature.
Okay, maybe, but don't you think he would look worse? I mean, if he'd fire him now, it would pass. People would say, okay, he blew it. Now he's going on to the next guy. What if their offense stinks again next year?
Why?
I think he looks worse then than if he would fire him.
Well, he
him
probably
now.
Still thinks he was right.
Well, I don't.
He needs somebody to tell him he wasn't. Who's that guy in the organization that would tell him?
It has to be Art. He's the only one, or Kevin. I mean, Kevin has to tell him.
I don't know. I think this is becoming more and more a Tomlin-centric organization, and I'm not sure that's a good thing. My God, he hires coaches. He's influential on the draft picks. He's the defensive coordinator. He's the head coach. Anything else?
That's about it, I guess. It plans the lunch meals.
I don't know. I believe that it's human nature to want to double down on your own beliefs, your own decisions. And I don't necessarily blame a guy for that or a person for that. Sometimes we all need somebody else to tell us, no, you were wrong. And he would look doubly wrong. He'd look like he mangled the whole offensive situation, which he pretty much did. What about Dulac's reporting and opinions on Matt Canada? During the game the other night, Dulac tweets out, after Roethlisberger led 75-yard touchdown drive, Collinsworth wondered on TV, where's that been all night? Dulac says, I'll tell you where. He finally said, heck on those plays he's getting in his helmet and decided to do things his way. Trust me, Dulac said. Dulac reported earlier this season that Canada was handcuffing Ben. Clearly, that's one guy who covers the team that does not think highly of Matt Canada.
His sources are pretty good, too.
I mean, that's just his opinion, but yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm a little bit taken aback by what Tomlin said today. Because Jerry knows is pretty close to people in that organization, and if he's hearing that, I don't think he writes that unless he's...
Well, maybe it's true. Maybe Ben was forced to listen to Canada. I mean, that's what he said there, right? There's not real reporting there, is there?
Well, yeah, but if you read between the lines, that tells me that Canada's going to be out. That's what I'm reading. When he texts that stuff, that tells me Canada's going to be out.
It tells me that...
I don't think he texts that if he doesn't think Canada's going to be out.
I think it's his opinion that Canada's a bad play caller. And certainly it was actual reporting that Canada was handcuffing Ben.
Right.
I would imagine Ben told Jerry Dulac that. I can't imagine who else it would be that the coordinator was handcuffing the quarterback. But I think a lot of other people, including perhaps Tomlin, think it went more the other way around. This guy can't stop talking about mobile quarterbacks. How mobile is Joe Burrow? Is he that mobile?
More
or is he
Ben,
more of a pocket guy? Well, you're more mobile than Ben.
At my age.
I mean, is Tom Brady a mobile quarterback? Is Matt Stafford that mobile? There's plenty of guys in the league still who can dice you up and not move around that much.
Right. No, we're not talking about Lamar Jackson here.
I don't know, man, about this Matt Canada situation. Your thoughts. 412-928-9370. I saw nothing different with this offense. I asked Chris Hoke 1 week, just flat out, do you see a lot of difference? Is this way different than what Fichtner was doing? Nope, it's basically the same thing. But again, Ron, I suppose if you're arguing the other side, you could say, of course it was the same thing. They had a quarterback who had to get rid of the ball every 2 seconds or he'd get killed.
Right. I think that's what they're saying, that this is Ben and the offensive line's fault. At least that's my read. This is Ben's fault and the offensive line's fault. The receiver's fault to a degree, not the coordinator.
But the little guy on my left shoulder would then say, Ben saved Matt Canada in fourth quarters winning games in fourth quarters.
He did.
It's pretty much the only thing Ben did good all year, but it was enough to get them to the playoffs.
Enough to get them 9 wins.
Well, yeah, was some of the work he did in the fourth quarter. I come down strong on this guy needs to go. Bring in a new quarterback and a new coordinator and start over. And Tomlin, I think, doesn't want to make that move. He doesn't want to make that move, and I think he's being stubborn. And I'm not sure why he believes in Matt Canada. Where's the pro track record?
I agree with everything you said, except I don't buy the stubborn part. Again, I think he believes in him. I don't think he's afraid of looking bad. That's the only thing I disagree with you on. I'm with you. I'm surprised. I would make the change, too, with a new quarterback.
What does he see in Canada that we're missing?
I don't know. He works with him every day, but I don't know.
There's zero stamp that Matt Canada put on this offense this season. Nothing.
Regressed.
Nothing. It got worse. I don't get it, Ron. 412-928-9370. And then there's the Mason Rudolph situation.
Not a rave review for him, though.
Let's talk about this. This just blows my mind that this is where Mason Rudolph is this many years into his career. And there's a lot of Mason Rudolph defenders. I had him coming after me the other day as well, saying, why don't these guys believe in Mason? Why aren't they willing to give him a chance?
It was Tony? What was his name?
Tenney. He's a big Rudolph guy. Somebody should tell Tenney to call into the news conference and ask Tomlin why he won't just say, yeah, we got a guy in waiting here that we had a first-round grade on. Obviously, it's Mason's job now. Ben's gone. Mason's the starter going into camp. Might he have some competition? Sure. But it's his job to lose. Of course it is. He's our first-round guy.
We didn't hear any of that, did we?
No, from nobody. They asked Deontay Johnson. What did he say, Ron?
Whoever they bring in.
Whoever they bring in. They asked Cam Hayward, and he said, we have a good scouting department.
Right. Deontay did, when pressured, say, Mason's a great quarterback.
Great quarterback, but only when asked, what do you think of Mason?
Kind of like the obligatory position you had to take.
This is a disaster, Ron. I can't believe that Tomlin also addressed our show. Last week, it was Joe's a Pro. He talked about me. A couple weeks back or a year ago or something, it was Cookie Runs the Show. Right. He got that right. And then today, he referred to my attitude, how I look at working with you every single day. I couldn't believe it.
I own the responsibility of being an easy person to work with.
That describes you to a T.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
If they only knew. If he only knew.
I own the responsibility of being an easy person to work with.
I don't buy that for 1 second. And I don't know that any...
In regard to me, right?
No. Well, yeah, obviously. But in any... I don't imagine many head coaches are easy to work for. You know, they're just... They have their egos. They know what they want. And if they lose, it's easy to say,
sure,
you gave me the wrong ingredients to make the meal.
Joe's a pro.
There you go. How about Cookie Runs the Show? Where's that? Where's Cookie Runs the Show, horse?
That was the best one ever.
I don't imagine he's easy to work with.
Well.
Or any head coach. That's all I'm saying. You think Nick Saban's easy to work with, or, you know, Belichick's easy to work with? I don't think so.
You know, I don't deal with it in a cookie cutter fashion.
I like that one, too. Let's talk about this. Your thoughts on Matt Canada. It sounds like he's coming back. Are you rejoicing out there? And it sounds like Mason Rudolph, you know, well, let's talk about that coming up. The chances that Mason Rudolph is there day one, game one.